I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. As record wildfires rage across the West, funding for fire prevention science is in jeopardy. As 91.5 KRCC's Ali Budner reports, under President Trump's 2019 budget proposal, cuts to various programs will be significant.
The proposal would dramatically cut the budgets for the Forest Service and the Interior Department. It would also entirely cut the budget for the Joint Fire Science Program, an interagency collaboration that funds hundreds of research projects focused on fire prevention and mitigation. John Hall directs that program.
We've also been informing not just what happens before a fire or during a fire, but how do we actually respond to the consequences of fire?
Like erosion and watershed degradation. Hall couldn't comment on what would happen if his program lost funding, but he says science helps us make better decisions about fire management overall. Congress is currently hammering out the details for the 2019 budget. The deadline for approval is September 30th. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ali Budner.
Authorities say at least 8 people were hospitalized after being hit by large hail after a powerful storm passed over the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo this afternoon. Colorado Springs Fire Department tweeted that the victims were being treated for traumatic injuries. Additional details about the victims and their injuries have not been released. And today, the Colorado Department of Revenue's Division of Motor Vehicles introduced 15 new online services to the website mydmv.colorado.gov. These online services were added as part of the transition to the new Drives computer system, which took place over the weekend. Drives is now the system of record for all driver and vehicle transactions in Colorado. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.